to get connected here with the one and only one of my heroes, Congressman Tom Tancredo, joins the program right now. And Tom Tancredo, you know, I gave the option of a 5 a.m. interview, and somehow, you know, a little better to do it, you know, when the sun's a little higher up. I agree. But welcome to the program. How are you this morning?
Thanks very much for giving me the option. I'm well, thank you.
Well, right on.
Well. That was interesting. That was an interesting interview.
Absolutely. And, you know, you're no stranger to some of those issues. And I wanted to ask you about another thing or two. But I don't know. You've been writing about do you see one of the questions we're facing in this election is, you know, do we want America to head more in the direction of what Europe is looking like right now, what France is looking like, the joie de vivre in decline, in my opinion, or is that just a media fantasy here?
Western civilization is in the balance, and I don't believe that that it's hyperbole at all to say something like that. It is because it's empirically provable that the you know decline of any civilization can be identified by various things, and I'm telling you that it's hard to look at what's happening around the world and in the United States without coming to the conclusion that there is a drastic change in the alignment, I guess, maybe of world powers and world philosophies. And especially Europe has grown tired. It's grown impotent. The things that really were the hallmarks of Western civilization, the things that I think mattered most, and when were the reasons why it was so successful, you know, Judeo-Christian values, those things are no longer acceptable. They are politically incorrect to even talk about. And when you lose your underpinning, any civilization, when you lose the very underpinnings of your civilization, the things upon which it was built, when they don't matter anymore to people, then something is going to change. And there will be people to whom principles matter greatly. And in this case, of course, it is Islam. And therefore, there's a vacuum that's created. And it's coming in.
It's coming in, and in Europe, they're at a whole different magnitude of that here. And, you know, to me, you know, and I look at 2016 as it's a turning point election. I mean, this is a decisive moment here. And I don't know if you'd agree, like this, I'm starting to think maybe last chance to have a secure border could be now, could be in the form of Donald Trump. If he doesn't get in there, that border is going to be open for the rest of our lives, and that's going to be the end of the deal. But I wanted to ask you this, that your successor, a fellow named Mike Kaufman, seems to have taken a disliking to Donald Trump, even going so far as to cutting an ad against Donald Trump. I'm not in the mood to hear this kind of thing, but I'm curious where you come down on that, Tom Tancredo. How does that strike you at this point in time?
Well, I wrote an article for Breitbart. I do a column for them every week, and my last one was on this issue. Actually, at their request, as a matter of fact, because I had written a small little blurb and they picked it up, and I got a call from them saying, well, why don't you do the article this week on this issue? So I did. And, yeah, it's infuriating. It is the Kaufman's actions culminate, I guess, for me anyway, a series of transformations he has gone through that changed him dramatically from the guy that I knew that I said when he won the election, I was, of course, a supporter and was happy about the fact that he would be succeeding me in the office because of what he promised me, because of the discussions we had about the issues, especially immigration. And, of course, all those things have gone by the wayside and done so because he feels that he has to give up those principles if he ever held them. I don't know if he has any real set of principles upon which, you know, that's sort of the bedrock. I don't know that they exist at all.
You know, that's a question I keep asking myself. You know, and to hear you ask that's significant, Tom Tancredo.
Well, it's certainly, again, it's observable. You can see what has happened to him over the last several years. As his district changes, so does he sort of morphs into a different person who now he, one of his best friends in Congress, somebody that touts that relationship, is a guy by the name of Luis Gutierrez, with whom I served. And there is no more, there's no greater wacko when it comes to
yes.
open borders.
Agreed.
He's a separatist in a way. I mean, he will talk about it that way, and he's absolutely committed to open borders and to a change in. He's committed to the same change of America that Obama has committed to, and his best friend now is Mike Kaufman, and you know, this latest thing about the attack on Trump.
Actually, I'll tell you. Could you hold that thought, Congressman Tancredo?
Yeah,
could
sure,
you hold that thought?
Sure.
It looks like we're up against a little bit of a break here, but we're talking to Tom Tancredo, talking about Mike Kaufman and some very unimpressive decisions he's been making lately. Oh, deeply disillusioning here. Matt Dunn is in for Peter Boyles. We'll be right back with Tom Tancredo.
Couple of earlier accidents cleared off the highways. This report brought to you by Denver Water. Still a bit of congestion along eastbound C-470 heading over to Platte Canyon. That's looking a lot better. The crash near Platte Canyon is gone. All lanes open. Heavy traffic into the tech center. Southbound I-25 runs slow from Broadway on down to Hamden. Southbound 225 packed in from Parker Road. Denver Water asks you to be cool. Follow the rules. Rule number 5, never water when it's raining or windy. That's just ridiculous. Learn all the rules at denverwater.org. I'm Susan Thielen, 710 KNUS First Alert Traffic.
The 8th Annual Red State Gathering begins tomorrow at the Grand Hyatt Hotel in downtown Denver. Scheduled to appear, Ambassador John Bolton, Glenn Beck, Congressman Ken Buck, former Texas Governor Rick Perry, Carly Fiorina, and more. Tickets are still available at 710KNUS.com. Brought to you in part by U.S. Law Shield Firearms Legal Defense Program. Find out why over 200,000 members trust them online at uslawshield.com.
Hi, this is Steve Kelly for Willow Creek Dental. Are you worried about keeping your teeth, embarrassed about how they look, or are you in pain? If you said yes to any of these questions, I'm here to tell you, you don't have to give up. Just give Willow Creek Dental a call and set up a free consultation and find out what your options are. As I've said many times, they'll never judge you. Rather, they'll make you feel welcome, regardless of how long it's been since you've been to the dentist or what condition your teeth are in. From restoring your teeth with crowns, dental implants, or a combination of the two, they can help you get your teeth healthy, functional, and beautiful once again. And for those of you who need to replace all of your teeth, they offer the all-on-4 procedure and other implant-supported denture options. All of their services are done by their doctors and specialists at their Lone Tree office to make it convenient for you. One location, one price. They also have financing options available for those who qualify. Take the first step. Call them today, 303-779-2797, or visit their website, willowcreekdds.com. That's 303-779-2797 or willowcreekdds.com. Hi, this is Steve Kelly. Are you looking to invest in gold and silver coins and bars, but aren't sure which dealer you can trust? Try BGASC.com. Tens of thousands of customers all across the country have quickly come to recognize BGASC.com has one of the largest, fastest, and most trusted precious metal suppliers in the U.S. BGASC, which stands for Buy Gold and Silver Coins, is the kind of dealer you've always wanted to trade with. They operate honestly and efficiently. BGASC's prices are extremely competitive. They ship your orders quickly. There is no order minimum, no hidden fees, no commission sales, and all orders $250 or more ship free. Everything you order from BGASC.com is shipped fully insured direct to your door, fast and secure. You can shop their entire catalog of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium coins and bars online now at BGASC.com or give them a call at 888-992-4272 to speak to a friendly and knowledgeable representative. Try BGASC. Buy gold and silver coins. That's BGASC.com today.
Hey, this is Dan Kaplis. Proud to tell you about my friends at Blue Course Entertainment.
I know you.
Great time. And Matt Dunn in for Peter Boyles, and I'll be in for Pete tomorrow as well, down there on location at the Red State Conference. Going to be a great time. And I'll tell you what, we're talking to Congressman Tom Tancredo, and when I think of courage in a political figure, I think of Tom Tancredo. This guy has been courageous going back a long time. Not that he's like an old guy or anything. He's, you know, he's still pretty chipper. I mean, you're doing okay for
I'm
yourself.
Still right. I'm still right.
I notice you're not in Sturgis right now, but that's okay. But when I think of courage, I think Tancred. But right now, when I think courage, we're just talking about Mike Kaufman slithering away from Donald Trump right now. 2016, for me, this is not the time to be doing this stuff.
No.
On radio, we gave him the Invertebrate of the Year Award. But Tom Tancredo, is this the year to be playing games like this?
No, it's not, and that's the thing. Look, you know, Mike suggests that the reason he's doing this is because he's putting country ahead of politics or something. But the reality is this. If you really are concerned about the country, if that really is your main, you know, put everything else aside, we worry about America, right? Everything else is secondary to the future of this nation and to this republic. Then you have to understand that that future will be largely and almost entirely, unfortunately, I have to say it, determined by what happens on the Supreme Court of the United States in the next 12 years, 20 years. Who knows how long it will be in the hands of radical leftists if Hillary Clinton is elected. And that is what will determine where America is and where America goes, and if we exist anymore as we have in the past. So think about that, Mike, or anybody else who says, you know, I just can't do it. I mean, okay, if you really feel so bad about the possibility of a Trump presidency, but you have greater concerns about this thing called America, just shut up, right? Just be quiet, you know, because there is something far more important than your personal feelings or even your status as a member of Congress. It may end, but that is not the most important thing in the world. This nation is. This republic has to survive. And I'm telling you, it is in the balance. If Hillary Clinton is elected, no one, I don't believe anyone, can think about America in the same way that we do now. It will be thoroughly changed because she will have control of the Supreme Court.
The stakes are so high in 2016 that I am at zero tolerance for games like this from Mike Kaufman. And by the way, we're talking about courage. There's Mike Kaufman hanging out with the globalist Open Borders Koch brothers not 2 weeks ago in Colorado Springs, and then a couple of days later he comes out with the anti-Trump ad. Could there be any connection?
No,
I mean, how much courage? Is this faux courage we're talking about here?
You bet.
think there were some assurances? Yeah.
Sure. And I'll tell you this. If Trump were polling well in his district, you would be hearing nothing but accolades from Mike Kaufman about Donald Trump. So it isn't really got anything to do with Trump's positions, his faux pas, his whatever. It's got nothing to do with that. It's got everything to do with Mike wanting to keep that little pin on his lapel on his suit that indicates you're a member of Congress, because that's more important to him than anything else. And I'm just sick of this stuff. I'm sick of it because it's a seat we could still retain by somebody better. And, you know, you just think to yourself, what a waste to have a member of in the history of this country, 12,000 people have served in that capacity. Why would you spend 1 minute there without doing something you hope is in fact good for this country? And I believe he's there for himself. That's my opinion of Mike Kaufman today because of the actions I have now seen over a period of years. This is not just this Trump thing. It's not the first thing. But it's the last thing for me. I was quiet up until this time, even through all the changes he's made about immigration. But this is more important than anything. It is the future of the country. So, like I say, if you just can't bring yourself to extolling the virtues of Donald Trump, just shut up.
Well, I'll tell you. I can't tell you the flood of callers I've had saying about the same thing about Mike Kaufman. It's made a lot of people very upset. And I think this is backfiring on Mike Kaufman here. I mean, I think that 2016 is not the year to pull these stunts. And I think that's my sense of it, this serious business. And I don't know, we're about out of time, but could this backfire, Tom Tancredo?
It could, and he may lose his seat. And you know what? As a conservative, and I'm not a Republican anymore, so, you know, it's not as if I'm doing this for the party or something, but he could lose his seat. But I'm telling you, as a conservative, we would lose nothing.
That's right. That's right. And that's just the way it is. Congressman Tancredo, thank you for taking a little time for the Peter Boyle Show this morning, and I'll be staying in close touch with you. Have you on Backbone Radio before too long. Thank you, Tom. The legend right there was with us. And I'll tell you what, Matt Dunn, I had a great time filling in for Peter Boyle. Thanks to the so many that have called in.